number 8 is informational. No action is necessary. Item number 9, please.
Item number 9 is also from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding the status of the Esterbrook Dam repairs. This item is informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Haley.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, you have a report in front of you that basically summarizes where we're at. I'm just going to try to give you a brief update and, I guess, be prepared to answer any questions you may have about the progress on this project. We've been working for the last better than a year with our consultants, AECOM, and the Department of Transportation Public Works. Kudos to Carl Stave, who's been guiding us through this process. Not necessarily simple, but we're making great strides. Our consultants have, through the design process, gotten to the point where we have what's referred to as 100% plans for the repair and restoration of the dam facility. Those are always subject to tweaking. In that best interest, we have forwarded copies of the plans and specifications and bid documents to the Department of Natural Resources for their review and comment. We anticipate we've already gotten the first round of comments with them. Those have been incorporated into the plans. Basically, we'll keep going through that till everybody's in agreement that the plans are what we need to move forward. And then we will bid the work out, hire a contractor to do that with the goal of having all of the repairs on the dam completed by October of next year, which is the extended deadline that the Department of Natural Resources has set for us. So that's where we're at. We're going with the construction. The vision is it would start this spring or summer. As you can imagine, work on dams is usually got to happen after the spring ice out and the high flows that we anticipate. But we have targeted a goal, and the plans and specifications are designed to meet that deadline set by the DNR for repair. To that end, we've also been trying to find additional fundings for the work that needs to happen. I believe we've got about a $1.8 million available for the repairs of the structure. To leverage that, we have also applied for a State of Wisconsin Municipal Dam Grant. We have been successful in getting that. We're waiting on the final paperwork, but we've been notified that we have been approved for $400,000 to that end, and that there may well be additional fundings in the pipeline. There was some monies allocated in the state budget. We're still waiting to hear on how they will be allocated in the process, but we are in the queue for that as well. So there could be some supplemental funds to help us with the dam repairs. The other component of this, which is not funded yet, is the mitigation, remediation of contaminated soil sediments in the Milwaukee River. There's a large deposit behind the Fixed Crest Spillway. There are also scattered deposits upstream on the Milwaukee River. As you're aware, we're working on a very large project with US EPA and the Wisconsin DNR to clean the PCB-laden sediments out of the river. We're in the middle, I guess maybe it's 60-70% on the cleanup of the Phase 1, which are the portions of Lincoln Creek and Milwaukee River in Lincoln Park. Phase 2 would get us to the remaining, if you will, isolated contaminated spots in the Milwaukee River and those behind our dam. The goal is when all those are done and said, then the river is basically clean and free to acceptable limits from PCBs and the other contaminants in there. So it's a great goal. We're moving towards that end. The funding for that project, about $25 million, was provided by US EPA at a rate of 65%. The Wisconsin DNR provided the other local match through the state budget. That was to take care of Phase 1, which is the work going on, and we're hoping to wrap up yet this year. Phase 2, as I mentioned, is the remaining work. And to that end, in order to solicit additional Great Lakes Legacy funds, which is the program we're using, we prepared a draft Phase 2 application that would ultimately go to US EPA for evaluation. We've provided that to our partners at the DNR to review and comment. We're anticipating comments back on that very shortly so that we put forth the best application that we can. And then that will be submitted to the US EPA with the hopes and intentions that they can help us fund the remaining cleanup that's left in the river. Unfortunately, with the Phase 2 work, the DNR does not have allocated funds available for the local match, so it's incumbent on us to try to find a source for that 35% local match on what's anticipated to be about a $10 million project. And I guess that's about it. We also are, there's a couple of other components that we need to pursue. One is the emergency management plan, which basically gets into the nuts and bolts of what happens on a day-to-day basis with the dam, and an operation and maintenance plan that we also need to submit for review to the DNR before we could operate it. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to address them.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Reed-Creevy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So in your report, I just want to make sure I understand it. The initial, I guess, work, I don't know if they're called work orders. I can't remember if there was a technical name, but so we now have all those taken care of, correct?
We're in the process. We are in compliant with the deadline set and the steps that are there, but they continue on out. There are many requirements that need to be done, including actual repairs, certification by a licensed engineer that they were done completely. And again, as I indicated, we need to pursue the sediment cleanup before we'll be able to operate the dams and project closeout. There's permitting issues that we need to do. So it's an ongoing process, but the short answer is we are compliant with the milestones to date and anticipate remaining compliant with them.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions by committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make sure I heard one of the points accurately, and that is that the dam repair is proceeding on a bid schedule over the winter with a spring or summer start, and that it is, while related to the sediment, it's not connected in terms of the bidding, that dam repair will proceed on its own parallel track.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that is generally accurate. Basically, our construction plans and specifications stipulate that the work will be done by next October. So as we're going through the bidding process, the contractors proposing know that deadline is there and that they have to comply with that. So start of work in spring, early summer would be commensurate with meeting those deadlines. So that is the intention, is to hit that goal, and that's what the specifications require.
Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A follow-up in line with Supervisor Mitravitz's question relative to the repair order. That repair order had a July completion date. Do we have a commitment from the DNR that they are allowing an extension of that, or will we be in violation with this October completion?
Actually, that October deadline was extended officially by the DNR when we submitted our plans. That was some of the review comments that came back. They realized that with a late spring, early summer start, it's very difficult to get this work done in one construction season. So they offered that we could have till the end of October, which is basically the end of the construction season, to get it done. We do have that in writing.
Very good.
And Mr. Chairman, I just want to recognize the department. I appreciate the progress you've made, particularly over the last year. I know it's been a long haul, but we're finally getting there. And I can't wait to get this thing prepared. Thank you.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Am I understanding that we have now committed ourselves to a $10 million repair?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we have not committed ourselves to those funds. What the DNR has made very clear in their comments to us is that we are complying with going ahead and making the dam repairs, but we will not be able to operate the dam, close the gates, or in any other way manipulate them until the sediment is gone and removed from the river and all of the other requirements, the operational plan, the emergency plan, have been submitted and approved. So, yes, it would take a $10 million project to remove the rest of the contaminants in the river. We have not been committed to that. We are pursuing trying to find ways to fund that so that we can operate the dam once repaired.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, this has been raised before. I don't ever recall us committing ourselves to a $10 million project. I have not been one of the supervisors that have supported the repair, largely because of this issue. And just so I clarify what we're doing here, we're doing a sediment removal and repair, but short of actually making this dam operational. Am I correct on that piece?
Mr. Chairman, actually that's a bit incorrect. What we have is plans to do the repairs, structural repairs to the dam itself. We have not committed to doing the sediment removal as there is no identified funding for that, which is the reason we're pursuing the EPA legacy phase two work, because theoretically they could cover 65% of that legacy work. But we, and that's why we will submit an application. We have not committed to spending those monies. If we're successful, and they can come up with the $6.5 million, then they would expect, before executing a contract with us, that we would in fact commit to that money, the local match.
So we haven't committed to the sediment removal.
We have no funds for the sediment removal.
Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
I just want to be clear on the actual cost, because the actual cost to repair the dam is significantly less than the $10 million. And those were estimates that were thrown out originally when this whole discussion started. And the cleaning of the sediment is a separate issue aside from the dam that has to be addressed one way or another, and it shouldn't be co-mingled because they are two separate issues. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Any further questions? If not, that item is informational. There's no need for action at this time. Items